Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning.
What protective factors can families and communities address as we try to keep children and adolescents safe? Communities That Care was developed by Dr. David Hawkins and Richard Catalano. Through decades of research and collaboration with communities across the country to prevent problems before they start. These factors buffer young people from developing health and social problems, including substance abuse. Ask your county health department for more information. Ask yourself, do your children have opportunities for pro-social involvement in the community like scouts, sports, the Y, 4-H, faith-based clubs, and other youth groups? Do they get recognition for their pro-social involvement? Pro-social means having a positive, helpful view toward other people. Does the family attach and bond into a strong family unit? Does the family provide opportunities for pro-social involvement, like working, playing, volunteering, and discussing together? Do members receive recognition like praise and hugs? At school, do children have opportunities for participation in pro-social learning, volunteering, working hard, helping, and many activities that nurture their talents and potential? Do children receive recognition? Are kids learning and using social skills? Do they believe in a moral order, have a faith? Do they have emotional control? Do they interact with pro-social peers? This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.